grab your Bible, John chapter 11. We're going to pick it up in 38 and finish off in 44 today. So John chapter 11, 38 to 44. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he stench, for he has been there for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you've heard me, and I know that you always hear me because of the people who are standing by this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who came out of the bound hand and foot, grave claws, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loosen him and let him go." So a couple of things I was looking at in John chapter 11. The first one is that there in verse 40, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" And so at this situation, obviously, to be able to see the glory of God is bringing someone back to life. And that's absolutely, you know, amazing. But I like that phrase. I'm going to come back to it in just a second. And then if you go down to 42, that they may believe that you sent me. So I love the concept that Jesus is not drawing attention to himself. He wants these individuals that are around him to believe that he's been sent by God. Because if they believe that, then they know where they're going to spend eternity. At the end of this, you have his face was wrapped with cloths, and Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." So there's three things in here. You know, believe to see the glory of God. And I recognize that we're probably not going to see somebody come back to life anytime soon. But what would it take for you to believe or encourage, or the people that are around you to be able to believe and see the glory of God? Maybe it was just baptism. I was thinking, you know, some people are really excited, you know, that people got baptized on a Sunday morning. You know, some of those are, one person was 88, and so that was exciting for individuals to see that. It was exciting to talk about a passage of scripture, then watch somebody demonstrate it in a lifestyle, the biblical action. Or maybe somebody's going to believe and see the glory of God by you just helping someone, you coming alongside, and the person starts asking the question, "Why are you helping me?" And then there's an opportunity for the gospel to be to demonstrate him. Or that they may believe. What are some of the situations that maybe your friends are going around or through, your neighbors are going through, where God wants them to come to a place in their life where they recognize that they need to be to believe, or they're drawn closer to him in a personal relationship with him through a situation of life? And then that last part in verse 44, Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." And so, you know, probably a lot of our movie scary parts of a movie is a mummy coming out. Maybe this is where they, you know, got that, you know, picture of a mummy being totally wrapped. But just imagine Lazarus' body wrapped. Who went and helped him? Who were the individuals that actually listened to Jesus and got up and loosed him? What did that look like? How many people got involved in that process? Obviously, I don't know any of those details. But what I find very interesting is all of us need some help getting loose from certain things that are in our lives. So who are the individuals that we are going to, asking us to be held accountable, asking for them as they look into our lives, what do you see? What area of my life do you think I need to be loosed in? And then what are the areas of lives that we're helping other people? Where are we going and walking along with people, know them well enough to where we can encourage them to be loose and to be set free? And so it's cool as you wrap this up, who are we helping and where do I need help as you go through the Gospel of John. I realize that John is written so that people may believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Messiah, and that they may have power in his name. And it's just fun to go through and look at these little things as we're reading along in John chapter 11. Some more neat things I've been reading through a little bit farther in John chapter 12. And so as you enter into your Let's Talk on Friday, what are the things where the glory of God is being seen in our lives? What are the things where people are involved in situations where you're coming alongside of them in the situation and you're pointing them back to the gospel? And where are the areas of your life that you need help? And where are the areas are you helping people to be set free? So thank you for joining us for this Let's Talk. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to be around your word and in your word today. May it be the sufficient appetite of our life. May we long just to sit and read and consider it. And so, Lord, there's a couple of things that we can consider out of John chapter 11. We're in awe that you are the one that brought Lazarus back to life, and that you long for people to see and believe in your glory. We're excited about the opportunity where people are involved in situations where you want to draw them to be closer to you. And then, Lord, in all our individual lives, there are areas that we need help. And so we're going to ask you to be the healer and set us free in those areas. And may we be encouraging others to be set free in their areas of their lives as well. So thank you for this opportunity. We love you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen.